What is up, everybody? This is episode 3 of the Telling Stories podcast. My name's John Paul.
Hello. This is John. We're talking about road trips today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some road trips. We've done a bunch. You know, we like to travel, but we've also been poor a lot of our lives. So road trips were the go-to way of getting around to stuff.
Well, there's also nothing in the Midwest worth seeing. You know, so that's why we mostly went on road trips for concerts.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
there's concerts and then there's Cedar Point.
Yeah, it's really the only reason to go into like the Ohio area too. Yeah. Like, you get Detroit, which is cool to be in. There's lots of cool stuff that happens there.
Yeah,
there's Lafayette, Coney Island, the best Coney Island on the planet. And to any of those food critics and shows that have come through and said it was American, it's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
They like it because it's clean in there.
Yeah, but that's not where the flavor comes from.
Yeah. I need like a dirty, grungy Coney Island where I know they don't pay taxes. That's what makes it a good Coney Island.
Where the cost of the dog changes every time you go because he's just throwing a number out and you're just dropping it on the table.
I always get the same thing. Every time I go, I get 2 Coney dogs, fries, and a Coke. And it's never been the same price. I've been going there for like 15 years and it's never been the same price.
You know, that actually brings up a fun little story of when I brought you to Lafayette Coney Island after you got back from 2 months in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
At 4 o'clock in the morning. It's like, you know what? We're going downtown. We're getting some Coney dogs. We're going to just break you back into that American cuisine right away.
It turns out food in Europe is much cleaner than... You know, and I don't mean like, I guess like health wise or whatever, but it's, you know, it poisoned me.
Was it the food or was it that you had 4 chili dogs and like 3 orders of fries on a completely empty stomach?
An argument can be made for both.
Yeah. And then at the end of it, you're like, oh, shit, I only have euros in my wallet. Yeah.
I still have them. I don't know why I haven't like turned them back in. Like,
you're just hoping that the American dollar tanks and you have something you can trade in.
Well, it's trending that way.
Ah. Yeah.
We'll get there soon.
But road trips.
Nothing ever goes right.
No.
On a road trip. You know what I mean?
No.
Like that time we went, where were we going? We were going to an A Day to Remember concert in Columbus.
Oh, right? When we went to Columbus. And for those of you who have never driven through Ohio to get to Columbus, Columbus is a major city in Ohio, and there's just nothing for miles around it.
Yeah, it's all corn.
It's just corn, meth, and depression.
Yeah, a lot of meth. Way more meth than you think. But the big issue is that it was storming. And do you remember how you prepared for the storm?
I got new, completely untested windshield wipers that weren't the right size.
Yeah, yeah, so... We were already late leaving for the concert. We had to drive 4 hours, and like we were supposed to leave an hour and a half ago, and you were doing something at Wayne.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I had a meeting or something. I was like, just meet me there. And then I was like, you know what? We're hungry. Let's go get some food.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I got to put these windshield wipers on.
And it's we're in the parking lot.
And it's downpouring, and you're trying to fucking fix these things on. You've no idea how to do it.
I read the instructions.
And you finally get it on, and we throw your other ones out without testing the new ones. And it's like just a tiny little square.
Oh my god, there's just that little strip that you could see through. You had to like poke your head down.
But I'm not digging in no garbage.
Nah.
We had a concert to catch.
And what's upsetting is that those ones that we threw out were definitely worse than what we drove with to that trip.
I know.
It was
a net positive.
It shouldn't have been. And then on top of that, my headlights are all jacked up, so they only point about 6 feet in front of the car.
Yeah.
And it's pitch black, no street lights.
Was this your cruise?
No. This is the Sentra.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the nice car that I leased. Yeah. It was the shitty car that I bought used that had been in 2 accidents.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know, there's Carfax you can get that tells you about all that.
Yeah, that's why I got such a screaming deal on it.
What a discount, you know? Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was a good trip. What I didn't like was the whole way driving there wondering, is the concert going to happen? Because it's downpouring, and it was an outdoor amphitheater.
Oh, yeah. And can you imagine if we drove all the way through that fucking state just to have the concert canceled?
I would have been so upset, because you know they would have just given us rain checks, which means we would have had to fucking go back.
It was, like, we drove through, like, the back country woods.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing around. There's, like, four major cities in Ohio, and there's nothing. That's why, like, the Midwest is just Detroit, Cedar Point, and Chicago. And, like, yeah, everything else, you, if you just ignored, you probably didn't miss much. Except for, like, a lot of corn.
Yeah.
There's a lot of corn.
A lot of corn. I don't even like corn that much.
You know, and what's crazy, at least we didn't get lost on that trip. Like, for the most part, we were relatively safe and got where we were going. And, I mean, except, you know, driving without being able to see. But, I mean, that's no different than most days.
Is that the time when we got Waffle House on the way back in Bowling Green?
That is the time we got Waffle House.
That was cool. I like how they only had one functioning bathroom.
Yeah.
And, like, everybody wanted to use it. And then we saw that Coke deal go down.
Yeah, there was a Coke deal that went down. That was a little trippy. I realized we were not in the right spot.
No, no. Food was great, though.
Yeah. I want to know.
Well, it was only like
why,
$6.
I want to know why a manager at Waffle House was buying, how they had the money to buy cocaine. Because I know the tips aren't that great. Like, let's just be real here.
Probably insurance money. I'm sure some accident has befallen that Waffle House at some point. You know they got a great policy.
It was an experience, because, like, it was a drug deal, but it wasn't how I had envisioned a drug deal like that going down.
I thought they were way cooler, you know?
Yeah, like, and I thought it was, like, way more clandestine.
Yeah.
When this greasy biker guy walks in and is like, hey, I got your 8-ball. Come out to the parking lot in front of a room full of fucking people.
Yeah.
It wasn't what I expected.
No.
But hey, he was happy. We got our food faster.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say. Yeah. He was just cooking so fast.
He's flipping 9 waffles at once. Yeah. He's got all the pans going.
No, good for him.
Do you know what was a bad idea, though? That we got the steak and eggs.
We both got steak and eggs.
Yeah, we've made some bad choices in our day.
Food-wise,
and that was up there.
It's a lot of things people, maybe everyone else just has, like, better, you know, better,
better judgment.
Not even better judgment, like, better digestive health than I do. Or you know? Like, because no matter what I pick on a road trip, I always have to either wait or, like, stop urgently and run into, like, a Target or something and then just destroy it and run back.
You pray you're on the turnpike, because at least there's good bathrooms there.
Yeah.
I remember when we went into NoHio. NoHio was this alternative universe we entered for 2 miles on a 2-mile strip on the turnpike on our way to another concert in Cleveland.
That was the Lil Dicky concert.
That
right?
was the Lil Dicky concert.
And Dre was there.
Yeah, we had buddy with us. We're just, you know, going.
It was a sunny day.
It was totally sunny. It was like March.
Yeah,
and we went through like one of the underpasses, and when we came out on the other side, I was the driver, and I could see nothing because it was just whitewashed by snow.
Yeah, it was like a downpour of snow and rain, and like it was super like dark too, you know.
it got so dark, and I hit that black ice.
Yeah,
and that was, you know, we were still young, like we were what, maybe 20 years old?
Yeah,
19, 20. And that was when I learned that it turns out your passengers don't like when you scream, "Holy shit, we're gonna crash!"
You've done that so many times. You really overreact when you're in the car. Like it's not good for someone like me that has almost died in a car accident. Like it really brings back the memories, you know.
Hey, it keeps you young.
No, it doesn't.
No?
No, that's probably why I have high blood pressure. Now I gotta explain to my mom why my blood pressure is high.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with your salted ramen.
No. I can't taste it. I just can't taste it. I need to add more salt.
No, that was a wild trip, though, going to see Lil Dicky. For starters, having the wrong address.
Yeah, so it turns out Cleveland and Cleveland Heights are not the same place. Which, who thought? Who would have known? Right?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't spent enough time in Ohio to know that those were separate places.
Yeah. No, thankfully, they're only like 40 minutes away from each other. I thought it was just like a different part of Cleveland. But no, they're like two different cities.
Oh, yeah. They were completely different.
This was, you know, before Dave came out and everything. And before his album. This was like mixtape Dickie.
We were in the venue for the concert was a club that was in the basement of a store.
Yeah.
Of like a regular store. They had a club in the basement.
It was like you had your Starbucks and then you went downstairs into their basement and they had like speakers and like a shitty stage set up and that was it.
Yeah, it was one of those like pallet stages. Like it was not like anything secure or like good, and you know, it had a capacity of, you know, like 80 people, so of course there was like 270 of us jammed in there.
There was a shit ton of people in there. Can't do that today.
No, you cannot.
People still do.
It's actually weird kind of thinking back to some of these like these different trips and concerts we've gone on and thinking about how many people were there, because yeah. We've just been so abused over the last year to think that that is wrong and you do not do that.
I know, I've been thinking about that a lot, like, will it ever be normal again? And I think it will. I think things will be fine.
So I'm hoping to use this to my advantage of when I don't want to deal with people. Like, if someone's like, we need to have a meeting in person, like, even if it's from like a year from now,
okay,
I'm gonna be like, nah, dude, COVID. Like, I don't think it's still out there.
I don't think it's gonna work though.
You don't know that. Let me dream, okay? All I want to do is just not leave my house.
That's fair. I want to leave my house all the time.
See, I don't want to leave my house because all my stuff's here.
Yeah. I want to leave my house every single second of the day until I actually do. I'm like, I want to go home.
I want to go back to bed.
I want to go home, put my sweatpants on. Because jeans just aren't comfortable. I think it's because I've gained weight. You know? They used to be, like, when I was younger, they used to be comfortable, but not anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm looking for comfy pants all the time.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, I got a pair of... I always said, I was like, I saw people wearing joggers when they were coming in. I'm like, that is the stupidest fucking trend I've ever seen. And then all this quarantine stuff happened, and I was like, all right, sometimes I have to go out, but these jeans are mighty uncomfy.
Yeah, it's like, I could buy a bigger waistline pant, you know?
But then the pounds win?
It's like I'm admitting defeat. It's like, I already have all the signs of being a fat piece of shit. Like, I don't need the numbers to prove it to me, too.
Oh, man. Yeah, there's nothing quite like, or my personal favorite, when you get a suit tailored, and then your body changes.
I've literally never had a suit tailored.
No?
No.
Okay, I have to get all my suits tailored, because I got this weird shape.
Yeah, you do.
And it just, like, if I buy the right size in the shoulders, I look like a box.
Yeah.
And if I buy the right size in the waist, like, the button just blows, like, on the jacket. It doesn't work for me.
It just shoots off.
But imagine my surprise the first time I, like, gained some significant weight and then I had an event.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, wow.
I've had that. I've had, like, job interviews where I have to wear... Like, I don't have any, like, nice clothes. You know, I have, like, one nice shirt, and I have to wear it for this job interview. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I am busting out of this thing.
You're doing the...
Yeah.
Breathing, trying to get that top button done.
I don't even pretend to do that anymore. I just let it loose. Because I can't fit. I figure it's going to look weirder with, like, my neck fat, like, billowing out. Like, you know? So I just fake it. I'm like Jim from The Office. That's his style.
And it's okay. You can leave that top button undone and like not slide your tie up all the way. And that's like socially acceptable, which was great when I didn't want to buy new clothes.
Yes.
I'm like, I can get 3 more pounds out of these.
You remember when we were at the store? We were like looking for, because I had that job where I had to wear like a dress shirt all the time.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I remember. So, since this is all audio and no one can see my figure, I've got a 50-inch chest, or at least at the time. I think I'm at, like, 48 inches now because, you know, trying to be healthier. But yeah. I had a very large chest. I'm a I'm a broad dude. I'm a big guy. And you are not.
I mean, I'm fine, you know.
Yeah, you were built like a human being was supposed to be.
At that time, yes.
Yes. So, you know, I remember going, being nice, like, oh yeah, I'll go help the lad find some nice shirt tie combos.
Yeah.
Because I'm into that type of shit.
I don't know what looks good.
I love that stuff. That's some of my favorite stuff to do. It's one of the things I miss.
Okay.
I like to go to the stores and fuck with the matchings that they do because I don't like them.
Okay.
And then I was told that I really shouldn't do that because usually, like, when they're in the package, they're being sold together.
Oh, yeah. That'll do.
I didn't like that too much. But, you know, maybe have better taste in color.
What did that lady say to you?
Man, why you gotta bring that up?
Well, because I know I saw you, like, steer away from China, it, but it's incredibly funny. So I really need to hear it.
Yeah. So as you walked away, so I could, and I was still looking for shirts, a lady walks up to me. She works for the store. She goes, "Sir, I've got some nice shirts over here for you." I'm like, "No, I'm fine. I'm looking at these ones right now." And she goes, "Oh, those are slim fit."
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, I know they're not for me, but like, thank you." And she's like, "Okay, just so you know, those are slim fit.
And you're like, "Yep."
I'm like, "Yep. Thank you. I'm going to go and eat a 12-inch sub." And
cry into my potatoes.
Cry into my french fries.
Something like that happened to me when I was buying scrubs. Do you remember?
I do. It was a good moment for me.
For some reason, people just seem to confuse me with a woman all the time.
And only from behind.
No, from the front, too. I don't know
what
it is about my face that does that. I thought I looked like a man, but so
I figured the Adam's apple gave it away from the front, but yeah, you know.
Yeah. I was in the scrub store. I don't want to say which one because there's only really like one. You know? I was in it, and there's the entire, like, when you go into a scrub store, the entire store is women's scrubs.
Yes.
Okay. And there's like a very tiny like rack that has men's stuff on it. So I was over there looking at the men's scrubs because I needed to get the teal ones. And this fucking worker comes up there and she's like, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, "Oh, it's fine." And she goes, "Just so you know, this is the men's section." And I was like, "Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm good." And she goes, "Okay, just so you know.
Just so you're aware."
Yeah. That should happen to me a lot. I was at the hospital. I had to move this lady around. She's in the hallway, right? Mm-hmm. And her family was like, "Hey, can you turn her around, like turn her stretcher around so we're facing the other way," because they were facing, like, two patients were facing each other in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not good.
No.
So I went to go turn her around, and she's like, "What's going on?" And this fucking, her son was like, "This nice young woman's helping turn you around." And I was like, "Is there somebody else here with me that's helping me?"
You're the only one in the room.
I was the only one there. This nice young woman is, and like, I was talking to them, so they know.
Yeah, they should have been aware.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I have that happen a lot on the phone.
Oh yeah.
And it usually doesn't affect me. I just let it roll off my back.
Yeah.
There was one time, it had been a bad day.
Oh.
And I had to call customer service on some stuff that I shouldn't have had to call customer service for.
I've almost been brought to tears by calling customer service. Like, you wait for so long and they just cannot fix your issue. It is honestly one of the worst feelings in the world.
I had to call customer service this time. I won't say which company, but it was because I misentered my password twice and they just shut my account down.
Nice.
Which was great, because when they told me, like, when I went to go do the password change, when they hooked it up, it said, "Can't reuse password you've already used." You're so like, that's my favorite thing.
I just put that one in.
Yeah, exactly. But I called, and the person on the other line was trying to be nice and kept being like, "Yes, ma'am. Yes, totally. Yes, ma'am. God, we will damn. Take care of it." And like the fourth time they called me ma'am, I went, "I'm a guy.
I'm a man, sir.
I'm a guy. I'm a dude. I'm a dude. don't call me ma'am. And he's like, I'm so sorry, ma'am. And I was like, stop. Stop it right now.
They do that on purpose because they want you to say fuck.
They'd be like, this is hostile. I have to hang up.
I don't have to take this, sir. And then they hang up on you. And then you got to call them again for 4 hours.
Oh, my God.
No, that shit was awful. I remember one time I got in trouble in music class in grade school.
Of course.
I don't even know what I did. I think I said recorders were bullshit or something. and our music teacher, you and I had the same one.
Mm-hmm.
This was like fourth grade. So she called my house and she's like, hello, is this like John's mom or something? I'm like, yes, that's me. I'll get her in 1 second. And like, she thought I was my mom. So she was talking to me about me. But she thought it was my mom because my voice was so shitty back then.
She's like, I don't know how to tell you this, but your son is an asshole.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she was an asshole for making us do that music math game.
Yeah.
Remember that? I didn't know how to read music. It's not my fault. I was dumb.
Yeah, I was the only one in the class who knew how to read music. It was crazy how everybody who sat near me got 100% on all those assignments.
That is crazy.
Wild how that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that actually reminds me of, do you remember the little road trip we took to a Tigers game in middle school where we convinced our driver to instead take us to get food instead of go back to school?
I do, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
She was a real MVP. And that mom was great.
Calling her like, hey, where the hell are you?
She's like, I'm stuck. They blocked me in the parking lot. Like, because that happens sometimes in Detroit. Like, some of those parking lot attendants, they just own a piece of gravel, dirt, land.
And they're like, I'm going to make $100,000 on this year. And they do.
And they do. They do. They and really they pack do. It as tight as they can. And, like, I mean, I've been blocked in 4 cars. She was not. She paid extra so she wouldn't. Yeah. Which, that's a good tip. If you say, hey, here, if it's $10, here's $30. Make sure nothing happens to my shit. They're usually, your shit is good when you get to, and you just roll on out.
Yeah.
But, and that's what she had done. But we rolled on out. I want to say you were like, hey, if we just wait 45 minutes, we'll just get to go home.
Yeah.
We won't have to go to school.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're right. Let's get McDonald's.
I was like, hell yeah.
Real MVPs.
You know, speaking of another school road trip,
mm-hmm.
I remember in high school we were going to Mexican Town. I don't know what for.
I remember this phone call.
Yeah, I don't remember what for, but we had like 3 buses, mm-hmm. right? So we were going to Mexican Town from Warren, and somehow the bus that I was on took a wrong turn, and they got on the bridge to Canada.
No.
And they, you know, obviously you're not supposed to do that because there's like a point of no return, you know, and
it's clearly marked.
Oh, very clearly. And they went,
it's not like it's ambiguous and like, oh my God, I'm on the bridge. It's like, hey, 4 more turns and you cannot get off this.
Yeah.
2 more turns.
Yeah. So we didn't heed the warning. I guess my bus driver was going wild and, you know, we had to pull over once we got into Canada. And Border Patrol, you know, like, the Canada part was fine. Getting back into the States was
a nightmare.
Yeah.
It's never fun.
They pulled us over. Border Patrol, like, got on our bus. And they, like, they were losing their shit. Because we went to an all-guy school, so we didn't care about anything.
No.
You know, people were cracking jokes and taking pictures of them. They took one kid's camera. And he's like, hey, you can't. He's like, it's mine.
No. It's mine now.
You can't take pictures of Border Patrol, I guess.
Yeah, Border Patrol does not play games.
The biggest issue, though, was we had a lot of foreign exchange students on that bus from, I think it was from Korea.
And I'm sure none of them had their papers
on them. No, because they were like, why would I need my papers on me to go to Mexican Town? So they were like,
you got a bunch of foreign minors on a bus going to another foreign country.
It was like a logistical nightmare. We were there for 3 hours in this, like, bus yard. And then when we got to Mexican Town, we missed the entire field trip. We had to go back to school. Like, we still went, and like the teacher was like, what the hell is going on?
Where have you guys been?
Like, sorry. And then I ate a bunch of Mexican food, and then I went to wrestling practice and threw up.
I don't like going to Canada. Because I, like, usually the times I've had to go, the convenient way to take was to take the tunnel.
Right, right.
And I'm really claustrophobic.
Yeah.
And one of my biggest fears is to die by drowning. So when you're driving in a tunnel that's only one lane going each direction, and then you look to your left and you look to your right, and the walls are leaking water.
Yeah.
You start realizing that you are underground, and if you had to get out of your car because there was a stoppage, you've got like a half mile run in either direction.
Yeah.
And like, dude, I don't have a flight instinct anymore. I'm fat, and my brain's like, nah, dude, you better fight. You better fight because running's not going to work out.
You cannot run away from literally anything.
You were going to drop dead of a heart attack, so just start swinging. Yeah. And it turns out you can't punch the river.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No, that, you know, I never really thought of it like that, with those walls leaking.
Oh, yeah, you're just like, you're like one asshole and some fertilizer away from just not coming out on the other end of that tunnel.
Great. Never take that again.
Really got you scared now, doesn't it?
I love how cool it is. Like, you're on the American side, and there's these guys with, like, grenade launchers and shotguns and bulletproof vests. And then you get to the Canadian side, and there's, like, a guy in one of those little, like, cubby things. And he's like, bonjour! Welcome to Canada! And then their money smells like maple syrup, and you can be on your way.
See, I've talked about my problems with going through customs, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But, when I went to go get you from Canada the first time, for starters, I had your girlfriend with me in the car, and she had to talk me off the ledge that was getting through that tunnel. Because as soon as we were in, I'm like, we got to go back. She's like, you can't turn around in here. That is not an option. There is only one direction, and it is straight.
Yeah.
So she had to, you know, calm me down. I'm freaking out. And now I'm going up to customs, which I don't have a good history with.
And you're just sweating bullets.
Which you don't want to. The last thing you want to do when you get to customs is look suspicious.
And he's like, bonjour, mon dieu, sacré bleu.
And he must have thought I had, like, the way I was sweating, he must have thought I had just bricks of cocaine in my trunk.
Yeah.
I was this close to getting the slide over to secondary.
Like, oh, no.
And I made it worse for myself, because in Canada, they speak English and French. So they say, hello, bonjour, at the border, because they want to see which language you're going to speak. And I know a little bit of French, and I'm fucking panicking.
Yeah, so you started trying to speak, like, bonjour, French.
And then he started saying a whole bunch of words really fast. I was like, whoa, 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 I'm American. And he's like, then why did you respond with bonjour? And I'm like, can we just start over, man?
Can we start over?
Can we pretend this didn't happen?
No. Please exit the vehicle.
Yep. No, we got lucky because it's Canada. So they were just like, oh, he's just dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, he went to American schools. All right. Go on. Have a nice time in Canada. Enjoy your free healthcare.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be
nice. Oh, God, I would love it.
Yeah, but they pay more for, you know, their books and everything, so I guess it balances out.
Does it?
Yeah, it balances out just fine.
I once had a $1.2 million blood test.
Yeah,
but I had hit my maximum for the year, so I paid $0.00.
There you go.
Thank you, Blue Cross Blue Shield. No matter how much I pay you in premiums,
please,
it'll never
us.
Pay out.
Please sponsor us, Blue Cross. No, road trips are fun.
They are. We've had some good ones too. I mean, I'll tell you what, my least favorite road trip was one I took with my dad. I was going to check out a law school in Indiana.
Yeah.
Which, like, I always thought Ohio was the worst state in the Midwest.
Right.
And then I went into Indiana and got lost in Indiana.
Yeah, if you think Ohio's bad, you need to check out Indiana. You ever been to Gary?
Because there's nothing. Huh?
You ever been to Gary, Indiana?
No, I have not.
It's like the biggest shithole in the country. And it's like, no one's ever heard of it, but it's on the way to Chicago, right? So a lot of times when people need gas, they'll stop off in Gary. And it's literally like a nightmare come to life. I remember me, Theo, and Bus went one time.
Yeah.
And he needed gas, so we stopped off in Gary, and this was before I knew. And I'm like, holy shit.
Where am I?
Like, I saw, like, rats doing drugs. Like, it was the worst place I've ever seen.
Oh, man. God, shout out to our fans in Indiana, right?
Yeah, go fuck yourself, Indiana.
See, I was going to Bloomington. I was going to Indiana at Bloomington to check out their law school at the time. Oh, big fat fucking waste of my time.
Yeah.
Particularly because my dad decided to take a phone call right before we had an interchange.
Okay.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
In Indiana, because there's a lot of freeways where if you miss your exit, you just added 3 hours to your trip.
I'm past the point now where I try to correct somebody when I'm navigating, you know, like I can't do that anymore. So I'll see you being in the left lane and our exit's coming up in half mile and I just won't say anything. And then, and then the exit will pass. I'm like, where are you going, bud? Where are you going? I guess it's my fault, but also, you know,
I like to think I'm a good navigator.
You're not.
No,
no, you're not. You added an hour onto our one trip also with Theo. It was to the Blink-182 concert, right?
Yes.
And there was a fork coming up on the highway. And Theo was driving. He's like, which one do I take? Do I left or right? And you go, right? Wait, left? Right? And he was like, left or right? And he's like, left, right? And he goes,
my brain's going like you're right or my right?
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the same fucking right.
Yeah, so you kept saying like right as in correct. So we went the wrong fucking way.
He was like, left? I'm like, right.
Right. And he goes, okay. And so we went left.
The best was when, like, the third time I said it, he turns his head and goes, are you fucking with me right now?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, dude.
And I'm sitting in the back, like, trying to tell him, no, you need to go right. Turn right. And he's like, JP said left. He's got the directions. And I'm like, that's not correct.
Oh, man.
And then we got lost.
We were lost for so, because that was pre like cell phone GPS. He had it in the Garmin.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, because I didn't even have a smartphone at that point.
Neither did I. I had one of those slidey phones that had the keyboard inside.
Fuck, we're old, man.
I know.
We're so old.
That was great. I remember the first time I got a phone that had internet on it. It was like 3G, and we all know how 3G works.
Yeah.
It takes forever.
Yeah. But back then, it was super cool.
And I convinced you that we could study for one of your tests and go to a restaurant, and we could just look up the answers on the internet on my phone.
That was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
It was at Buffalo Wild Wings. And you went, that sounds like an awesome idea.
Yeah. Yeah. That was in high school, and I was studying for my history test. I remember that.
Yes.
I didn't do great.
I wonder why.
Probably because I had those shitty ass wings.
Hey,
they're not good. They're not. It's not good food.
Please sponsor us, though.
Please sponsor us, Buffalo Wild Wings. Where you at?
Where you at, though?
Give us a call. Always open.
You can be bought.
Yeah, I can be. Yeah, yeah. Are you kidding?
Basically, how we got into college.
Yeah,
we were bought.
I was the lowest bidder.
No, highest bidder.
Sure. It depends on how you look at it. Whatever the lowest barrier to entry is, I'm like, hell yeah, that's for me.
Oh man. Yeah, I'm excited to do, I want to do another road trip, and I feel like we could do one safely as long as we don't go anywhere where there's like people.
Where are we gonna go?
So I really want to go to the Dark Sky Park.
Yeah, I want to do that too.
Because I want to see stars without all this light pollution.
That's like the... Yeah. I mean, that's a great idea.
And like, I feel like there's going to be enough space there. So like, if like all of us get COVID tested and then we bubble from that point on.
Yeah.
We could do it.
That's an option. I think... Once the vaccines come out, it'll be easier because we can just do it anyway.
God, I can't.
There's like meteor showers and shit during the summer.
That's gotta be cool.
Yeah.
Like
the best ones are in like December and October.
Yeah.
But I'm not going camping when it's cold as hell.
You can't camp there. I found that out.
Really?
No. You're not allowed to set up a tent. They're like, nah, you can look.
So you're just supposed to be in the darkness.
And then you
and then
try
to leave. Find your way out.
Yeah, then you leave and you go to wherever you're sleeping.
Well, that's not ideal.
No. No, it's not.
What if
we
you
could sleep
lost?
On the grass?
No, there's fucking bears and wolves up there.
All right. Wolves are a problem. Bears, for the most part, are going to leave you alone. Okay?
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Okay.
Do you know what happens if you have, like, a snack in your pocket? That bear will smell it and will cut. Oh, man.
Michael Scott told me that if I just keep a salami in my pocket, I can chuck it, and then I can get away from the bear.
It's honestly not a bad piece of advice.
I think it is. Please don't try that.
Well, cause if you throw it right at his face, you know, and hit his nose, he'll be like, ooh, salami. And then he'll, like,
start licking his nose? I don't think so. I think he's going to eat you.
He'll be preoccupied for, like, a couple seconds. That's enough time for you to get away.
I'll tell you what, though. If we come into a bear, if we come in contact with a bear, I'm feeling pretty good about it. Because I'm pretty sure I can outrun you.
I don't think you can. Yeah. You know? Because there would be, like, I wouldn't even have to see the bear. Like, I would just have to think that there was a bear there.
You're just gone.
And I'd be gone. There'd be, like, a smoke outline in the shape of my body, like a cartoon. And then you'd just see, like, the trees splitting.
See, I do want to see a bear in person.
You can go to the zoo.
No, like, I want a close encounter with a bear.
No, literally nobody should want that.
But like,
it's not a thing to want.
Okay, just hear me out. They're so cool.
They are very cool. I love animals.
These are apex predators.
Yeah.
Like,
I want you to keep thinking about that statement. Say it again.
Apex predator.
Right. Bears are.
Yes.
Right. And humans are not.
Also apex predators.
Not 1v1 against a bear.
See, I got a plan, though. So I watched this movie once. It's called How to Train Your Dragon. You ever see that movie?
Yeah.
You ever see how he trains the dragon?
Yeah, he gives him fish.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that. Like, I'm going to toss him a salmon, and then I'm going to do the no-look hand out, and I'm just going to let him come sniff my hand. Now I've got a friend for life. I'm riding on his back to camp.
That bear is going to kill you. He's going to kill you before you even give him the salmon, because he knows you have it, and then he's going to kill you. And the funny thing is, you probably can't even catch a salmon. Where are you going to get it from?
I'm going to do it with my bare hands on the river.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm sure it's the easiest thing in the world.
You ever see bears fish?
Yeah.
Where they just take their 11-inch switchblades out of their hands and just scoop them out of the air?
Those things are incredible. You know how big polar bears are?
They're like 2,000 pounds.
I mean, you know how tall they are? They stand on their 2 feet.
Yeah, they're like 11 feet tall.
Yeah.
Same with Kodiak bears.
They are so much bigger than, like, the normal bears that you would see. And they blend in with the goddamn snow where they're from.
I think it's funny that teddy bears are named after that just terrifying president, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, he was a real man.
He was the human equivalent of a bear.
I think he would, like, wrestle bears and shit, or maybe that's Khabib.
That's Khabib. That's Khabib.
All right. Yeah, I got confused there. We'll edit that out.
Yeah, it's getting left in.
we don't edit.
We don't have the time for that.
I don't know.
Yeah, dude, that guy was crazy.
Teddy Roosevelt was a man. He got shot. And it, like, hit him in the chest, but he had his speech, and he just, like, whatever.
So he was just, like, wounded bad.
Yeah.
And then he walked out and was like, hey, guys, I just got shot backstage, but I want to still tell you guys some stuff.
Who was the president that got shot or shot at, and then he beat his attempted, like, killer's ass? I think it was John Adams. I think John, like, someone tried to shoot him, and they're like, and they missed or something, and then he beat the shit out of him in front of everybody. And then
can you imagine?
I gotta look that up, because that's fascinating history.
You know? Oh, yeah. You know, every time I have, like, a surgery or a major procedure, when I get put down, like, put under.
Put down, yeah.
same thing. Same. I quote Ronald Reagan. Because Ronald Reagan, when he got shot and rushed to the hospital, they were getting ready to put him under. And he looked around the room and goes, I hope you guys are Republican.
Oh.
I saw a clip of him the other day, and granted, like, I don't care what your political affiliation is. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's very funny. That's funny.
After that happened, I saw a speech the other day showing how freaking manly he was. A balloon popped in the middle of one of his speeches, and, like, Secret Service was, like, ready to go. Like, half the room, like, took cover, and he, without missing a beat in the middle of his speech, just goes, "Miss me." And then just continued on the speech.
Oh, that's cool. He was an actor, you know, so he had that cool factor.
He chops.
Yeah. He's like, what can I say to make me sound super cool?
God. I wish I could be cool.
Yeah, me too.
Instead, I just gotta try to be funny.
Yeah, no, that's why we're doing this goddamn podcast.
That's why there's no video for any of these. Yeah.
Just take our word for it. We look super great all the time.
Yeah, we look exactly like we do in the album photo for this podcast.
Yeah. Exactly the same.
In fact, if you know, if you're on one of the platforms where you can leave a comment, I want you guys to just guess which one of the images is us. Like, yeah, which one is which. Because there's, you know, there's clearly two. You just got to tell us on which side, which one you think which of us is.
Yeah, because there's a right answer.
There is a right answer. You, we have this figured out.
Yeah.
Because I figure, you know, they can't see us, but I figure the camera's right there.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
I think the exact, yeah. So we know. We know the answer.
As soon as our budget increases, we can.
We're going to add a camera.
We'll add a camera in.
Maybe some people that, like, actually handle the tech part of all this.
Yeah, once we're Joe Rogan level podcast people. But then we just have to talk about supplements.
Shout out to that guy.
And elk meat and shit. I swear, he is such a... I mean, good for him.
Just put it in perspective that we're not even in a position to get a third microphone to have a guest yet.
I know, yeah, we can't. We can't. He's like, $100 million, it's totally fine. And we're like, God damn, can we afford a Little Caesars pizza today?
Before we shoot this, can we eat? Or do we have to, like, congratulate ourselves by canning to go get a pizza?
You could do, like, the extreme couponing.
Those people are crazy.
They do that shit for, like, 30 hours a week, just finding, like, the deals and shit. I don't know how it works.
But yeah, I've just seen know it where they get money back.
I just know they piss off everybody in the grocery store, you know, because they're like scanning coupons for 45 minutes and then everyone behind them is just mad as shit.
Yeah, I learned very quickly after like one of my first experiences going to the grocery store alone.
Yeah.
There was a line and there was only one person in the line. And I was like, cool. Like all these other lines are packed. I'm like, these people are fucking idiots. I'm getting behind this one person. Then I realized that she had that, like, that portfolio thing under her arm.
Oh, no.
And I didn't know what it was, but everyone else in the store knew exactly what that was.
Yeah.
And my frozen shit was melted by the time we finished up in that line, but I was committed. I didn't want anyone else to know that I was young and dumb.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like you go into a Walmart and they have 47 lines, but only two of them are open. And you're like, wow, okay, that's cool. That's cool. My local Meijer's has, I used to have that really nice Meijer's.
Yeah. Right?
But since I've moved, I had to find a new one. Because fuck Kroger, but.
Yeah.
This Meijer's, there's like
us.
Please sponsor us, please. There's a 45 minute line, no matter where you fucking go in the store. Like each end is long as shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know, like, is it the people just don't know how the self scan works? Why does it take so long?
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say something controversial here. I love self-scan.
Everybody loves self-scan.
Everyone's like, it's taking away jobs.
Well,
I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah.
I don't. I don't want to talk to people. Do you know what I hate? I hate running into people I know at the store.
Oh, man. See, that's why this mask wearing thing is great. Because I saw someone I used to work with. And like,
just
she
threw your hood up?
And she definitely saw me too. But we both had masks on. And I was like, I'm just going to pretend I didn't notice her. And she did the same thing.
Oh.
And it was great. We just walked right by each other. Didn't even acknowledge it anymore.
They almost deserved a, like a Facebook message. Like, hey, thank you.
Yeah, I almost sent one. I was like, was that you, Edmeyer? But I'm not going to, you know. I'm
but
not
you're
gonna...
like, I'm not going to engage.
No.
That's why I was glad I was wearing the mask in the first place.
Yeah. The virus, and because I can avoid people. I'm like this close to wearing sunglasses in the store.
I love it. I will wear my sunglasses, a mask, and a hood like I'm famous.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm trying to make sure people don't notice me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to have a problem when people stop wearing masks, though. Like, I feel like I'm going to need to keep wearing mine. Because, dude, I'm saying shit under my breath in my mask every day.
I have that permanent, like, white guy face, you know? It's like that smile that's not really a smile when you, like, lock eyes with somebody. You know, exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, permanent white guy face. That's all I have.
It's almost like, it's not quite a stern look, but it's not quite a smirk.
Yeah, it's like, you know?
Yep, it's the straight line. It's the straight line emoji.
And your cheeks are puffed up. It's like, I don't know why that's such a universal thing.
See, I used to try and, like, interact with people. Like, if I saw people I knew, I tried to be nice. Because, I figured it was good PR. And then this whole virus thing happened. And I realized, it doesn't matter. None of this is real.
Everything's fake. The sun will swallow the earth soon. Do what you want.
Yeah.
It's true. It will.
It was crazy how it went from, like, I was going to, like, go to the grocery store, picking up, like, normal items. And then literally overnight, it was just like, yeah, you have to call in for your groceries to pick them up curbside. Yeah. And you got to schedule that shit out 2 weeks in advance. So you better hope you have supplies on hand.
That toilet paper craze, like at the very beginning, that was wild. Because
it really was.
Like, I was running low and I was like, oh, okay. No one's going to buy up all the toilet paper because that doesn't make any sense at all. And then I went in, there was no goddamn toilet paper.
I thought it was crazy that when that happened, the price of bidets on Amazon skyrocketed.
I know. I've wanted one for a while. And, like, at that point, it just wasn't economical. So
No. They went from $35 to $100. The goddamn bidet lobby is just price gouging us.
Big bidet is behind this whole pandemic. Hey, go buy up all the toilet paper. Can we talk about toilet paper for a minute?
Of course.
I made that Facebook post. I think you saw it.
Enlighten me. Remind me. It's been a minute.
Yeah, you didn't like it, you piece of shit. it was, I said,
hey, your Facebook posts are on point the one time you post every 4 years.
No, I do one post every couple months. And they're always a blast. So everyone add me, please. Keep a lookout for it. No, I said I'll never understand, like, the math used on toilet paper, like, advertisements and packaging.
It's
like,
wild.
One roll equals 64 rolls. What does that mean? How can that be possible? No, seriously, like, one roll is 64 rolls? One roll of what is 64 rolls of what? Like,
yeah,
what are they talking about?
I'm going to be honest. I pushed that post out of my brain because it broke me. Because I was like,
because you have no
he's
idea.
He's got a really, he's got a solid point there. I don't understand this math either. Never have.
Someone needs to look into that. You know,
I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Do what?
I feel like there should be an asterisk and like an explanation.
Yeah.
And there is none. It would be like if food said made with real beef, and then there was no ingredients label. That was, like, where you could read, like, beef was an ingredient. You just have to trust them.
Do they literally do that already. Well, if something says made with, that means it's fake as shit. Did you know if it says chocolatey, it's not real chocolate? Because they can't call something chocolate if it's not, like, a certain percentage of chocolate. So it has to say chocolatey. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Yeah. So if something says, like, made with real, like, chicken or something,
That's not good.
It's like mostly not chicken. Yeah. There's chicken in it.
It reminds me 2%. Of that clip of the that guy who would like show people what was in their food, and he had that group of like kids. It was like kindergartners or something, and he was showing them what's nuggets. In their chicken nuggets. Yeah. And then at the end of it, he's like, "Now who wants chicken nuggets?" And every little kid in there was like, "We do."
Oh yeah, I don't want you to think that I'm like posturing about like
eating healthy or right, because
I will still eat hot dogs every day. In fact, I had one earlier.
Do you at least get the all natural ones?
All natural hot dogs. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Is ballpark all natural? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Well, what?
Go. I don't know. Go to a deli, dude.
A deli.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Me and my high paying job can go to a deli. I'm just barely able to afford eggs now.
Yeah.
I just graduated. So I originally ate only potatoes because everyone thinks the ramen diet is for poor kids. But no, the potato diet, you can get way more potatoes for money, you know. And then you graduate to ramen.
Do you know, you have ramen, but have you ever bought instant mash?
Yeah.
48 cents will feed a family of five. Let's go.
That shit is, it's got to be poison.
Yeah, I'm really concerned about it because I'm lazy and I like potatoes, so I make them for like almost every dinner.
It's almost like the diet pop of potatoes, you know, like it's serviceable. And I do like those instant potatoes because I can be lazy as well. But then I had like real mashed potatoes one day.
And you're like, oh my God, is this what it's supposed to taste like?
I say one day, like, you know, before I knew that instant potatoes were a thing, I would make the real ones.
Of course.
And it was the worst. Peeling that shit, awful.
Oh my God.
And then so I went on that instant game for a while.
Of course.
And now I'm back into the swing of things on like the real mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It's like completely different.
I remember when I was on that diet at one point and we went to a restaurant and you got mashed potatoes and I ordered the baked potato and I'm like, dude, there's like potassium in the skin. And then she's like, do you want that fully loaded?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, fuck yeah, I want that fully loaded.
Yes, I'd like cream cheese.
I want the sour cream and chives and bacon and cheese.
And butter.
And then do you know what I did? I didn't eat any of the skin.
You didn't eat any of the skin. Baked potatoes are good. Apparently there's a thing called a twice baked potato, and I don't know what it is.
Yo, those are good.
I don't know what they are.
So what they do is they like bake the potato, they cut it in half, they scoop out the insides of the potato but leave like the shell, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Like if you were making potato skins,
yeah,
they leave the skins, they whip the potato into like mashed potatoes basically.
Okay.
And then put it back in the potato, top that off with cheese and bacon, chives, put that back in the oven.
Oh,
heat that up. Oh yeah, it's gonna change your life.
I'll give it a shot.
My grandma like would not eat a lot of foods, and that was one food that like through her whole life she was just like, yeah, I'm having a twice baked potato for dinner.
I had no idea that was a thing until like last week.
They're so good. You know, you said that, you know, the diet pop of potatoes, and it reminded me of the one time I went to the dentist. And okay. He was like, how much pop do you drink?
You're like,
I'm like, too much. I'm just going to put it out there, too much. And
literally
he's like,
everything I drink is pop.
And he's like, well, like how much? I'm like, I drink more pop than I drink water every day. And he's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
it's not shocking.
No, it's not. It's really not.
I can't
drink coffee, so.
Yeah, I don't like coffee either.
But he was like, you know, you should really consider switching to diet. And that's when I had to stop him. I was like, hold up. Like, he was in my mouth with, like, the tools.
Yeah.
And I gave him the hand of, like, hold up. He takes the tools out of my mouth, like, to ask me what's going on. And I'm like, hold up. Don't those drinks cause cancer? And he goes, well, yeah. I went, so did you as a doctor, quote unquote, doctor, just recommend that I switch to something from something that's gonna, you know, the regular pop to the cancer causing pop? And he goes, yeah, but it's not gonna screw up your teeth.
Yeah, that's
this guy was only interested in making his life slightly easier.
Imagine if that's how all doctors were. Like they would recommend really risky behaviors that would just make their specific specialty. Like, you have a foot doctor. He's like, I don't want you to walk ever again. And your primary care is like, hey, what the hell are you doing? You've gained 60 pounds.
You're just in a wheelchair. What are you doing? Your legs work. The doc told me. Didn't want me walking anymore.
Foot doctor said, don't do it.
The heart doctor that, like, tells you to just keep eating fatty food so you have a heart attack and it becomes the ER's problem.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you'd be surprised because I worked in an ER. There's a lot of doctors that do basically that same shit. They're like, well, you should go to the ER. And then they get to the ER, and our doctors are like, what the hell are you here for? They're like, well, he said to come in. They're like, this is not our issue. You need to go to see your primary doctor. People come here to not die, you know? I've seen them send people home with blood pressures over 200.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, well, yeah, it's really high, but, you know, it's only one day.
It's only one day.
I've been in the room with doctors that have said
that. It's like, he's looking at his watch like, there's 2 hours left on my shift.
Yeah, he's like, no, not again. Not doing this one today. Right now. Oh, doctors are fun.
Oh, man. We shifted away from road trips. But there's one road trip I haven't been on that I'm actually very okay with.
We always get off topic, but go ahead.
And that's the road trip in the wee-woo wagon in an ambulance.
Oh.
Of all the things that I've done and had happen to me, I've never had to take an ambulance.
It's amazing that you've never had to take an ambulance.
Dude, I know.
Like, for all your
issues. There's so many times I should have taken an ambulance where I was just like, nah, just throw me in the back. I'm fine.
Yeah, instead you just call me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Look, that was a fun little trip.
No, it wasn't.
That's a good story. I think that's a good story to end on. Because, like, yeah. I have some health issues, and I was told by my doctor to go to a specific hospital that may or may not be, like, 50 minutes from my house.
Yeah, it's far as shit. And two, I worked in a hospital for 5 years, okay, in the ER for 5 years. So I know that if you need to go to the ER, you should go to the closest one so you can get the care you need. From the ER doctors, not go to a specific one that's an hour away in the middle of the night.
See, the best was because you had just come off a double shift at the hospital.
Yeah, 17 hours.
You're 17 hours. It's like 7 a.m. and I have no ride to the hospital. And I'm like, buddy, I need. I'm calling in the favor. I need you to come pick me up and take me to the hospital. And when you got there, you were still in your pajamas. You were clearly annoyed. And you tried to do the right thing.
I wasn't annoyed. I was mad as shit. I was so tired.
I remember you looking at me and you tried to do the decent thing. And you're like, all right, do you want to go to the murder factory up the street? Or do you want to go to the decent hospital like 5 miles away? And I'm like, no, I need to go to this one.
I was like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Dude,
I need you to do this for me.
I almost
me,
started crying because I was just so tired.
And you said, you put it in the GPS. I was like, so how you doing? And you went, don't speak.
Yeah, I was really mad.
And I'm silent the halfway through the ride. I'm like, so anyway. And you went, what did I say?
Yeah, I was pissed. I was really pissed.
You were not happy. And then you dropped me off in the ambulance bay. I was like, aren't you coming in? And you said, no.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to come in and hang out with you in the emergency room. I had to go to bed.
You could have slept in the ER in one of those like plastic chairs. It would have been fine.
No, that shit's the worst.
It really is.
Emergency rooms are gross.
Yeah, but man, we've had a lot of fun road trips. I'm looking forward to some new ones.
Eventually.
Once this COVID ends, get me my vaccine, please.
Just get me my concerts already, man.
Yeah.
That's all I want. It's my favorite.
Just going to a concert.
Yeah, that's literally all I want.
Dr. Fauci, I just want to be happy.
Yeah. Please, give me the serotonin. The dopamine, I need it.
Dopamine.
It's not my fault my body can't make it.
Dear God. All right, well, on that note, I think that's a good place to stop today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. We're going to get an email set up so you guys can email us questions.
Send us some fan mail. We'll address it on the air. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
If you have questions about life, we're happy to address them. We're not going to tell you that it's going to be good advice, but we will give you some sort of advice.
I just got to say, please no hate mail, no racist remarks. Please none of that. I cannot handle it. I'm in a very bad spot right now. So
jeez.
Good vibes only.
Good vibes only.
Please sponsor us.
All right, on that note, This has been the third episode of the Telling Stories podcast. I'm John Paul.
I'm John. New episodes coming
soon.
Soon.